So I don't know if you remember the 95 movie Leaving Las Vegas, starring Nicolas Cage, where he tells the story of an alcoholic screenwriter who goes to Vegas to drink himself to death before meeting someone who changes his life. I mean, the guy even won an Oscar playing that character. But why haven't they paid him? Did the movie not make money, or what's the actual problem here?
Well, Mac, the financer of the movie, Lumiere Pictures, said that Leaving Las Vegas never made a profit, and that's why neither Cage nor the writer-director Mike Figgis got paid despite earning $32 million worldwide against a $4 million budget. Now, well, they aren't exactly losing sleep over the $100,000 either, right? We know within a year, Nick was earning $20 million a film. So that's quite good. And Figgs, well, his career took off and he got really well paid. Now, the movie earned 4 Oscar nominations, including Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Director, Best Actress, and Best Actor, with Cage, of course, winning that award.
Yeah, right. They're always coming up with excuses. So after a series of leaks, rumors, and reports, EA has officially unveiled Need for Speed Unbound. As rumored, the game appears to feature anime elements that certainly make it stand out from the past entries.
Well, Mac, the trailer featuring ASAP Rocky provides a first look at the racing game and what it'll offer. The gameplay looks impressive, and it certainly appears to be unique with the anime cartoon elements that accompany the racing. Now, EA's Criterion Studio, known for its work on the Burnout series, is developing Need for Speed Unbound. The game is set to release on December 2nd, presumably across console and PC. Now, according to reports, it'll run at 4K 60fps on the Frostbite engine, and it'll have an offline single-player campaign along with multiplayer crossplay. And of course, there'll be free post-launch content updates too, reportedly.
So some exciting news for horror fans out there. The upcoming 11th season of the American Horror Story Anthology series will hit the Big Apple, bringing fear and evil to Great City. Now, the FX released the teaser this week, and just as previous teasers in the past, it deals with abstract imagery, but sets the stage for what's to come. Am I right?
Well, Mac, abstract imagery indeed. There's a lot of blood, needles, and seemingly a leather bar in play, as from the episode title's hint. It's set at the beginning of the AIDS crisis. Now, the premiere will include the first 2 episodes of the 10-episode season, followed by 2 episodes each Wednesday for 4 subsequent weeks. Now, the American Horror Story in New York City will feature an all-star cast featuring some American Horror Story alumni like Joe Mantello, Billy Lord, Zachary Quinto, Russell Tovey, Leslie Grossman, Charlie Carver, Sandra Bernard, Isaac Powell, Dennis O'Hare, and Broadway legend Patti LuPone. Now, the American Horror Story New York City premieres Wednesday, October 19th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on FX and streams the next day on Hulu.